Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Jody Mensa, the head coach and general manager of the North Peace Navigators of the NWJHL. Navs just got done over the weekend, the spring camp they had down in Beaumont. I guess, first of all, Jody, first question for you here today is how did the kind of the camp over the weekend go for you guys?
It went well. It was a smaller size camp, but we definitely had a good group of players out that were a good skill level, good skill range, and age was good, sort of right in the area where we're looking to fill some spots. And so the competition was really good. And overall, it went well. Did some fitness testing and some dry land there on Saturday as well. So I think some of the guys really appreciated it, and we definitely appreciated them coming out for camp here for sure.
And, of course, this coming season we'll see the Navs be the host team for the Alberta Junior B Provincials. Now being on the host of a sort of a big event like this, how has that sort of had an effect on recruiting where guys, coming in for next season know that they're going to be on a pretty big stage this season? How much has that had an impact on that?
At this stage in the season or in the year, I guess, I don't know that it's guys are really giving it that much thought. I mean, there's definitely a lot of, there's a lot of interest definitely regarding that. But at the same time, we're still winding down sort of the spring camps for a lot of junior A teams and other events like that. So a lot of guys are still quite busy with hockey, and it's good to see. Everybody that we've sort of been in contact with is definitely interested in the provincials and interested in, the Navigators. But at the same time, they're still, on a list for junior A prospect or those types of things. So they're kind of exploring those avenues through this spring yet too. So it's definitely a time of year where you'd think people would be looking forward to the summer, but it's finding a lot of guys definitely still heavily involved with tryouts and trying to find themselves a junior A spot, let's say, for the fall. But we have a few guys that we've talked to and expressed interest with, and they're definitely keeping in touch with us here over the summer. And, we wish them the best, too, at the junior A level. At the same time, if things don't work out, then, we've established a relationship there and have them come up to Peace River.
No, we talked before at the end of last season about trying to get more kind of get a deeper team for next season. You certainly saw what happened with some of the injury problems that happened last year. How are you guys sort of making out when it comes to trying to make this team just more deeper for next season?
Yeah, it's a good point. With this weekend too, we had some players that would really fit the depth role that we're excited about as well. So we've definitely got some top end guys. There's no doubt about it. And we're looking forward to those guys even having more of an impact. But like you mentioned, the depth guys are significant. Especially you can see here in the NHL playoffs, right? It's the guys deep in the lineup that seem to be the guys that you need to excel at that time of year. So we're looking at those players for sure. And I think we're going to have a really good, contingent of players that are team first guys and guys that are going to work hard and play those depth roles here coming into next season. And, we've got some injuries that hampered us last season. So, that's something we really want to make sure we're cognizant of going into the season with, making sure we've got a balance there. So if we do get injuries are going to happen, that it's not going to hurt us like it did this past season for sure.
And, of course, again, with the hosting of provincials, this will be a very big season for the team. I know with a few of the players I've sort of run into over the past few weeks, so a lot of them have mentioned to me how excited they are for this you know, big opportunity they have for this season. Have you noticed a lot from some of the players about what this next season could possibly be in store for them with the provincials and all everything else that's going to be happening around the team here?
Yeah, it's a different feel right now compared to previous off seasons. I'll say, we're in touch with the players from last year on a regular basis. They're phoning and texting and those sorts of things just to see what's going on, sort of a week to week or every couple of weeks. Guys are sort of checking in and guys are excited. And we're looking forward to it, and we've got lots of work to do in the off season. So we're, you know, when we stay in touch with players, we're really hoping to get them out here in different events in the community as well, leading up to provincials, because that's another big part of it, right? Is the preparations that we have to go into it from, you know, now until even we start our main camp in the fall. So we're definitely calling on our last year's roster to help out with things in the community and just some exposure and awareness, increasing that for the provincial tournament and the team in general. So it's important for our guys to be involved that way and come out and support the team and the community. So it's definitely something we're excited about, and we're working at hard here through the off season. And yeah, there's a good excitement and a buzz here, I'll say, around the dressing room, so to speak, with players and coaching staff. You know, and that's one thing too, Kyle, I'll have to just a shout out to our coaching staff here from this past weekend. You know, everybody came to the camp, made the trip down to Beaumont and participated we're excited and putting on a good camp for the players that we had and establishing relationships and stuff like that. So our staff is tremendous, and it's really appreciative, and it only helps our team going forward here into the off season.
Well, we certainly get you back to the work you guys are doing there. Jody Mensah, head coach and GM of the Navs, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, Kyle.